Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I am very fired up about this episode because this is so unique. This is like nothing we've ever done before, and what we're going to share here today is footage from our trip to Guatemala. And what we've done is we decided to pledge $25,000 for Pencils of Promise. It's an amazing, amazing charity and organization where they build schools in Guatemala and other places around the world. And it's about building schools and it's about giving back. And what's so cool is that we're literally about, you're about to join me on the journey to Guatemala. And it's such a crazy adventure. And we've got footage from all over. And then you get to see the impact that these schools make and that the work makes and that this organization, Pencils of Promise, makes. And it's literally just so inspirational. It's so exciting. I could not be happier to be a part of it. And so you're about to just be over our shoulder as we take this journey through Guatemala. And I'm very excited. So stay tuned. Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm a kick-ass business coach, and I'm on an absolute mission to help you find your purpose in life, to help you love what you do for work every single day, to help you be the rock star that you are meant to be, to make more money than you ever thought was possible, and to have more time freedom so you can actually enjoy the life that you're living. I'm here to help you set your life on fire. All right, so here's what happened. The very first thing is, you know, we took the trip. Megan and I, my girlfriend Megan and I, embarked from San Diego and ended up in Guatemala. And we were there early before anyone else from Pencils of Promise and any other of the donors that were there. And so we got in that night and stayed at a beautiful hotel, Hotel Barcelo. And we're asking around and asking about you know, what to do or what, where to eat. And it was a trip because, you know, they were saying that, oh, there's an amazing restaurant called, you know, Cacao. And we're like, yeah, let's do that. And they're like, yeah, it's just, you know, a couple blocks around the corner. And they're like, don't walk there. And we're like, really? Don't walk there? And so being a gringo, apparently it's not safe to walk, you know, by yourself out there. So we ended up taking a cab out there, had an amazing, amazing dinner, just Megan and I. And this was before, you know, we were just not sure what to expect. You know, we were in a country we've never been in before, you know, a little bit nervous, excited, not sure what to expect. We're the first ones there, and it was just, it had an amazing dinner. I mean, it was one of these local Guatemalan places where it's not even a touristy place. It's where Guatemalans eat, you know, and just had an amazing dinner, and it just started the beginning of this very special journey. And from there, you know, we get up in the morning, and we then end up meeting up with the driver, and we go to the airport, and that's where we end up meeting Susie from Pencils of Promise. We meet Jesse, who is like the director of impact, I like to call him, but you know, he's you know, the guy that basically runs the show in Guatemala for Pencils of Promise. And you know, we meet up with these folks, and we also meet up with other people that are donating as well. So there's Larry, who we did a Life on Fire TV episode with, and Larry, the guy literally built the Pencils of Promise office in the city, in New York. And you know, what an amazing guy, an incredible entrepreneur, and has a heart of gold. He's traveled all over the world. And one thing that I will never forget about Larry is when he looked at this whole trip that you're about to see, he looked at this trip and said, out of all the travels in his life, out of having kids, seeing his kids have kids, and those are amazing moments in life, that this trip was up there at the top, as one of the like the top five in life, as it just the impact it made, the fulfillment, the feelings and the emotions he felt on the trip. So there's a lot of amazing footage that you guys are about to see. And you know, Eric, and Eric's a guy who works in the city, you know, is a trader. And so Eric, you know, great guy, he's there with, you know, Brittany, his fiance, and he's got family in Guatemala, and you know, it's on his heart and it's his passion to build schools in Guatemala. And he's done that through Pencils of Promise for the past like 3 years. And you're gonna see and hear about his journey and his story throughout this footage as well. So super exciting. So at this point, they're coming off the plane. It's exciting, we're getting to meet everybody. And then on this very first day, it really was a travel day. So you're gonna see a little bit of footage about just of what it was like as we're driving. And then you know, that night we get in, we have an amazing dinner together, and we really just start to feel the excitement about what we're about to embark on. So we're gonna roll a little bit of footage about the drive there, and then we're gonna jump into the action. All right, so now that we've taken this journey in the van and we're now, you know, right where one of the schools are located, we're staying at this really cool hotel that's at the center of town. They've got this Central Park location, and we've got some cool footage of just what the hotel looks like. And it was actually an old jail cell that they converted into a hotel, and really unique, just architecture and cool stuff. And there's this Central Park in the center of this town. And what was so cool is that we then embarked on, you know, going out to one of the schools, one of the properties. And so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna share a clip of Megan and I explaining what that was like. And we're gonna weave in some footage about just the WASH program and how they take these schools and how they build them in a way where they get the community involved and how they turn it into a situation where it's sustainable, where it's not just building a school there and then they leave and then it maybe becomes dilapidated. It's getting the community to take pride and build it together so that when Pencils of Promise goes to the next community to build a school, that it's sustainable years and years and years later, and then that community flourishes and prospers. So we're gonna roll some footage about Megan and I, just sharing what this day was like, because it was absolutely amazing. You're gonna love it.
Hola!
Hola!
All right, so this is our second day with Pencils of Promise, and I don't even know where to begin. It was so freaking amazing. So I guess we got up early at the butt crack of dawn, and had some breakfast, which was good.
Yeah.
And then what did we do from there?
Then we got into a Pencils of Promise shuttle, and our driver Eric took us about 2 hours or so, two and a half, to get to the site that we were first going to see. And we participated and helped with the WASH program that Pencils of Promise does.
It was super cool. Eric's like a shorter version of the guy from Transporter. He's just driving through these crazy streets and like crazy bumpy roads, not normal roads.
Not at all.
And it was so cool that we got there. All the kids like came like running out of the classrooms, and we like ended up playing soccer for, I don't know, a good half an hour. It was boys versus girls.
Yeah, one of the little boys, he grabbed Nick and pulled him to one side and said, "Mujeres over there," and we're like, whoa, what? There's more boys than girls. This is an unfair advantage.
Totally fair.
Totally unfair. But the girls did score the first goal.
Well, that was an amazing goal because Megan had a sweet assist, and then Susie just cranked it. But it was cool. Before that, this little boy literally almost did like a full bicycle where he was like upside down, inverted, kicked it backwards, and it just barely, I still think it was a goal. But they say it wasn't. But this kid was what, in sixth grade, and he did a freaking bicycle kick, almost like that would have won the game. But it was super fun. It was so much fun running around playing soccer with these little maniacs, and you know, then we went inside, and what's crazy about them is that they have that they build the schools, but they're all about the sustainability, and that they have this whole WASH program, and so tell us what that was like.
So
learning how to brush our teeth.
Yeah, well, the WASH program is just teaching them how to wash their hands, sanitation, and hygiene. So after we participated with the soccer game, the football game. They taught the kids to go wash their hands, and Nick took a video of them washing their hands, singing this song that they put in, because it's so important that they keep up with their hygiene, and they might not learn that at home. So they get to learn that with Pencils of Promise, which is absolutely amazing. So after that, we went into a classroom, a sixth grade classroom, and Nick and I learned how we need to properly brush our teeth, because apparently we've been doing it wrong the entire time. We had to come to Guatemala to learn how to
They're teaching these kids how to brush their teeth, and they're saying how they go like up and down on the sides, and we just go back and forth.
Yeah, I don't know about you.
I don't know about you, but they have a 7-step way to brush teeth, and so we learned a little something new. But it's kind of crazy because they like break down why kids are or are not in school. And it comes down to things like hygiene and things like how they build the schools. And like there's a lot of rain in Guatemala, so they have these special roofs that like are insulated, so there's not the crazy noise from like a tin roof. And so it's just really awesome to see the experience and see the kids and see how much of a difference that the money in these schools are making and how well they're being built and how they get the community involved so that it's sustainable. And from there, I think the best part was when we went and we drove, and they didn't tell us where we were going, and so we're pulling up to this other spot, and I noticed, you know, it says Escuela, and then what happened from there?
Like, so what was funny is a guy that's also on this trip, this donor trip, his name is Eric, and he's been involved with Pencils of Promise for about 3 years now, and his mom's actually from Guatemala, so he just kind of curiously asked, like, where are we?
Where are we right now?
And Jesse, who is
the program director
in Guatemala currently, he goes, what does that school say? And Eric read it, and it was actually the school that he donated to and that was built. And what was really awesome was that it was in memory of his late uncle, who unfortunately passed too soon. And to see the emotion on his face and his fiance's face of that, and I just started to cry and got emotional, and and then I just looked at all the kids and saw like the impact that this school was making in their lives and their smiles and how filled up and happy they were and how excited they were even just to see us there and running around with us, and
so cool.
It's so adorable. I want to adopt like 10 of them.
Definitely one of my favorite parts of the trip is that seeing Eric's impact on a school that's been there for a couple of years, mm-hmm. and seeing the emotions for him and the plaque on the school that showed in memory of, you know, his uncle, and just so cool. And then from there we went and met the local team from Pencils of Promise here in Guatemala in their office, and it was really cool because they had a nice lunch for us, and we went around the table and everyone shared the stories, and they made everyone realize like how important that it was for us to share why we're donating and why we're spending our time doing this for the POP team, and then also for the POP team to explain why they're so excited and why they do it for us. So it was just a really cool experience, and the day is not over. If I could hold my arm any longer, we probably would keep going, but my arm is about to totally just give out. So we're about to go have dinner. Actually, we're about to go run around Central Park in where is this again?
Shayla.
I can never remember.
Spelled X-E-L-A.
So Shayla. We're going to go run around Shayla and mm-hmm. explore and then have an awesome dinner with the rest of the crew here. So it should be a lot of fun, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Adios,
muchachos.
Man, it's so much fun and so crazy to see the impact and what was going on, you know, at those schools, and to see the kids playing soccer. As we were playing soccer with them, it got intense. It got really intense, and they were so good. And that little Pele style, like bicycle kick, was crazy. And it was just so much fun, and to see the looks on their faces. And it's like Larry always says, who's on the trip with us, that to see the smiles on their faces, they were lit up with energy and life and love, like the smiles he sees on his grandkids' faces. And you know, that's part of what Pencils of Promise brings to the table. It's enriching that community, building the school, and literally changing lives. So what we're about to show now is just some really cool footage on day three. So day three, we're up bright and early in the van, and we're going to another school, into another community. And at this point, we pull up, and we know that we're gonna do some work. We know we're gonna get our hands dirty. We have no idea what we're doing. That's what I love about this trip and how they run this. Is we knew we were going to a school, we knew we were going to do some work, but what we did not know is that we got out of the van, and all of a sudden, it looked like there was a parade. And so we get out of the van, and all of a sudden we walk up, and here's what we see. So it was crazy. We had this whole community on a Saturday that came out, and they put on this whole dance and routine. There was the kindergartners, the first graders, there was the sixth graders, right? There was a whole, there was just kids, you know, in their you know, dress, you know, that's part of their culture, and they had offerings where they're giving us like corn and all kinds of stuff, and it was so cool. It was for us. It was them welcoming us and thanking us for the donations in the building of the school and their community. And what I loved is that from that experience, we got a little tour. You know, we started walking around and we got to see that, you know, in that community, there were already existing structures. So Pencils of Promise didn't come in and knock them down. They said, you know what, even though they weren't perfect, even though that they were hot inside and when it rains, you can't even hear, and there's 60 kids to one little room, they said, you know what, we're gonna build an additional building in the back, and that's gonna provide for, you know, greater education for more and more kids. So what I'm excited to show you guys is a clip of you know, what we're there to do. And, you know, we're there to mix concrete and get our hands dirty and to lay down basically a big, huge sidewalk in front of the school. And what you're gonna see are clips of the differences in the schools, in the heat and how they're built and the technology and the things that Pencils of Promise uses in their school and why. And also just about how we're, you know, getting our hands dirty, helping out and building and volunteering. So check it out, it's super cool.
So right now they're getting the community involved to lay down cement that's gonna go right over here. All the way down. And what's so cool about this classroom is that it is so noticeably cooler in here than it is in the other classroom. I mean, probably 10 degrees or something like that, but it's noticeably cooler. It has granite floors, all kinds of ventilation. And I'll show you, almost tripped. I'll show you the other classrooms that are super hot in here. These are the ones that are existing. And they are coming in not to replace these, because that may upset the community, but instead just add the building I just showed you. And so this is, I mean, literally probably 10 or 20 degrees hotter than the other one. And I guess with the roof, it is, it doesn't have the technology and the insulation like the ones that are being built that are white. So it's harder to hear and keep kids focused. This is just the other part of the community where we had, they welcomed us with dancing and all kinds of cool stuff. And here's just another classroom setting that this was, again, a prior structure before Pop came in to build. Way hotter in here and just a different setting. All right, now time to get back, to get our hands dirty, roll up the sleeves. And then you can see over here, this is where the Pop School donation is being built and where we're volunteering. And it's so cool to see them getting all the community members involved so that when they leave this area, that it's sustainable and the community members continue to carry on.
So there you can see just the differences between the different schools and how, you know, they're built with the structures and the technology between the roofs and the insulation and the flooring so that it's cooler. And it just, it's every year Pencils of Promise evolves as an organization. They're able to cut costs and get these things built more efficiently. And what's super cool is, you know, now you're gonna be able to see just, you know, how we were helping out and getting involved. And you'll notice that the whole community is helping out. You've got women running us waters. You've got them bringing water for the cement. You know, you've got the men, you know, just mixing the cement and laying it down. Super cool.
Taking some concrete up in here. How's it going in there, Eric?
Not bad.
Larry putting in work. Making it happen. That's gonna be heavy. Where's that going?
I'm gonna go over here to dump it for laying some cement. Babe, it's heavy, come on!
Woo! Whoa. Laying the logo. What up? So we're almost finished. We've got this pile of almost concrete. What up? Left. And say what's up, guys. And we're
We're almost done. We got this all made here, all the way down there. One little spot over here we gotta fix up, finish up. Oh, here we go. The Pencils of Promise logo coming together. ¿Cómo está?
Bien.
Looks good, looks good. Getting dirty. Getting dirty. Trying to beat the rain. Eric's getting dirty.
Yeah. Sweaty too.
Sweaty and dirty. Brittany's getting dirty. Boom.
All right, so after we wrapped up there, we ended up having this amazing meal together where they made us just this Guatemalan spread. It was like their local soup with chicken and rice and vegetables and so delicious tortillas. And so we celebrated together. We had a great meal. We embarked back in the car for, a ride back to the hotel. And one of the things that's just so special about this event is the dinners and building connections with the folks in Pencils of Promise and hearing their stories about the impact and what's going on. And it's kind of like that debrief at the end of the night. And you just start to see, not only just the impact it makes, but just, why Pencils of Promise is doing this and how big their hearts are and how big their vision is for where they want this to expand to. So we got some cool footage of just, heading to a very unique restaurant and, enjoying a great meal together. And then it's all about waking up and doing it all over again. So where I'd like to take you next is what happens on our final day together as well. So now we are here on the fourth day together, and super cool. This was a very unique day for us, and we decided that we're going to head closer towards the airport. And they took us to a beautiful area that many would regard as one of the most beautiful areas literally in the world. And so it's a gorgeous lake that's surrounded by volcanoes. And this was kind of like, after we'd seen all the schools, we kind of put in that work. This was a little bit of a treat for us to just bond together and have this experience there and also see and experience the culture. So, we took off in the van, cruised to the lake, got there, and what you're about to see is some footage about this nature walk that they take, folks on when you come on one of these trips. And so as we're going there, we noticed that you can, buy bananas to feed the monkeys. And I'm thinking, that sounds like a great idea, right? So this clip is, you'll see what happens when we start to feed the monkeys.
Hey, monkey. ¿Qué pasa? Hey. Okay. Here we go. There's a banana. You say thank you? Oh, he loves it. Stretching too, huh? He's just showing off now.
He is like totally posing.
And he is not shy in front of the camera, that's for sure.
Oh my gosh.
And that's why I should have bought a whole bushel of bananas.
Oh my gosh!
They are smart.
Are you videoing?
Yeah.
Okay. Crazy little fella, right? Jumping all around, and that was cool, just being the monkeys. One actually snuck out of the fence and literally was like up by her feet, and we're like, I don't know if that's a good idea, maybe we should keep walking. So we kept cruising along, finished up that little hike, and got back to the hotel. And what was really cool is we were able to just experience the culture, the markets, pick up any souvenirs, things like that. For me, my souvenir that we picked up called Sacapa, which is this ridiculously tasty rum. It's like rum and scotch, kind of like this hybrid blend that is just, as Larry would say, it's as smooth as velvet. So good. But did some shopping at the market, things like that, had a good time. And then we decided to take this, take a boat ride on this amazing, beautiful lake, because it is just gorgeous with all of the volcanoes surrounding it. And there's a lot of history with Pencils of Promise. You should definitely read the book. Because there's a lot of history about Adam, the guy that started this, and being on the lake, and they used to have an office out here. And so to see that, and we basically rented a boat And we cruised out. This thing was just nuts how like choppy it was. And we got to experience and rip around and see the beauty and then see, you know, this just little moments of where, you know, things had happened with Pencils of Promise and little stories that Adam had done or where he was staying out there. And we just got a great experience in the this beautiful area. So check out some of the footage and some of the photos about this boat ride and about the lake. All right, so after that, we pretty much wrapped things up. We ended up, you know, at a beautiful restaurant where we've just got this scenic, you know, like sunset, you know, right on the lake with the volcanoes, and enjoyed a little sacapa and some gallos, which is just this delicious beer out there, and, you know, and just, you know, broke some bread together again and just really enjoyed each other's company on this last day. And what I think was so cool is that, you know, as we headed into dinner, it was really just talking about the vision, you know, that Pencils of Promise has and the future of this organization. And it's just so inspirational. And when you're out there and when you're seeing the impact that these schools make and you're seeing how many lives are literally changed, it is just so inspirational, and it just fills up your heart and it just makes you feel so good. And I want that feeling for you and for everybody, because it's something that to go through life and to not give back or to not experience like something like this, I just feel like you'd be missing out. You know, I mean, it's a whole different dimension. I mean, ever since I started giving back, life has just been more and more exciting and more fulfilling each and every single day. Meeting and hanging around people like the folks from Pencils of Promise, hanging around with Larry and Eric and my girlfriend Megan on this trip, it just creates such memories. And so I hope that this episode really just opened up your eyes about Pencils of Promise. And I really hope that it opened up your heart too about giving back. And whether it's Pencils of Promise or a nonprofit that's important to you, I just want this to be that nudge, right? That maybe inspires you to do something to give back. Go on a mission trip, get involved with us. I love this organization. They are so solid. 100% of the proceeds of all donations go to building schools. You know, you saw what happened with Eric and you know, him making it in honor of his late uncle. And I just would ask and just, you know, to get involved. And I think what's so cool is we've got a fundraiser that we're doing with Pencils of Promise. Our goal is to build more schools together. And, you know, it's one of these things where we're not going to ask for a specific number, but, you know, if you can find it in your heart to give as well, you know, for some people, even if it's giving $5, that can make a difference. You know, that goes a long way. And, you know, if the school's $25,000, that helps. You know, if it's $1,000, that's amazing. We've had 3 clients of ours, which are very special. You know, we call them Firestarter Elites. We've had 3 clients that have decided to pledge $25,000 each. They want to build schools and they want to have them in honor of, you know, one of their grandparents or someone that's passed away. You know, John Lee Dumas, you know, 2015, he's going to be building 2 schools in memory of, you know, some folks in his family. And so I just want to ask you to get involved, because I think that you're going to find that it truly is something that not only literally changes lives of others, but it's going to make you feel really good. And it's going to be very helpful for those in Guatemala and the kids as well. So if you go to lifeonfire.com, you can see the show notes on this particular episode. We've got links to other stories from this trip, an interview with Larry, an interview with Eric, and just how you can get involved with us. So we are on a mission, this year to raise quite a bit of money to build, you know, multiple schools out here with this organization. We would love your help. We'd love your support. And we just ask that you just, you know, whatever it may be, whether it's $5 or if it's $500, but to just join us on this journey, on this mission, get involved, go to lifeonfire.com for information about how you can join us on this fundraise. And we will see you guys very soon. And I truly, truly hope that this story, this episode has touched your heart in some way, and we'd love to see you get involved. Have a great rest of your day.
I'm here to help you set your life on fire.